Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, and Angie Evers along with you here on this getaway Friday night, real getaway Friday night. It is the last official weekend of summer. Of course, summer does not end until September 21st, but they say Labor Day weekend is the last official weekend of summer, and that's where we are. September 2nd, 2022, 9/22, 75 degrees, partly sunny skies, beautiful night out there. And we have the new microphones and the new mic stands and the new mic covers all set up in the studio and raring to go. And now I'm going to try to get the Facebook Live started. Angie, how you doing? The mics and the mic stands have finally arrived.
Yeah, they're very, very nice.
And it was quite a project putting these things together.
You had to put the whole things together?
Oh, yeah. You didn't realize I was this handy, did you?
No.
Phone lines are open, by the way, if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there is anything on your mind. We will get the Facebook Live started here momentarily, as quick as possible. But now you had a big event this week, new car.
Yeah, I finally got a new car.
That was the talk of the hour last week, and now you've got it.
I got a Honda Pilot, which is what I wanted.
So that is good. You ended up with something that you wanted. That's always a plus.
I mean, it's an older one. I definitely couldn't afford a new one.
No, but it's very nice. All right, we're going to get the Facebook Live launched here momentarily. Won't this be, isn't this thrilling? It's like takeoff. It's like a space shuttle taking off. So if you want to switch over to Facebook, you can watch us on Facebook Live here momentarily. Says the video is about to start. So what do you make of these new mic stands? Aren't they much easier to navigate?
Yeah, I like not having to hold anything. That is nice.
It is. It's a whole different world. And we are now live on Facebook. Now, I have had two rocky Saturdays. Two Saturdays ago, my internet went down for 3 days. That was rocky. And then last Saturday, I was not feeling very well, so that was not a good day. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow, actually, not having a down day.
My daughter has a soccer game, so I'll be doing that tomorrow.
In Upper Sandusky. I like Upper Sandusky.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of interesting graves in Upper Sandusky.
Yeah.
There's graves out in the middle of cornfields. There's great. What is it? Is it the oldest Methodist cemetery, or the founder of the Methodist religion is there, or something like that?
The oldest church?
Might be.
Methodist church?
I remember we were in there at night. Probably after you should be in that particular cemetery, but we wanted to find the oldest Methodist.
Yeah, I want to say it was the church. It was like a building in the cemetery.
But there was a particular grave in there that had some correlation with like a very prominent Methodist. But I can't remember exactly who it was.
I don't remember either.
But it was something like that. Because I remember trying to find his tombstone to take a picture of it in the dark.
Right.
Now remember, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind on this getaway Friday night, Labor Day weekend. Labor Day, you know, I was saying earlier on the air that Labor Day does not have a whole lot of significance to people. People have significance when it comes to Memorial Day. They decorate the graves. Fourth of July is obviously the birthday of the country, fireworks and all that. Labor Day really does not have a lot of significance for people. There's nothing that they do besides really get a three-day weekend.
That's enough.
Well, but it's interesting to me because Labor Day was originally given to us as a holiday because of the labor unions, but it's really not celebrated as that. I mean, I think if you went up to most people, they would have no idea what Labor Day is all about. It's one of the rare holidays that we have that's actually a federal holiday that I don't think people have any idea what it's about.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I know when Labor Day hits, we know it's the Popcorn Festival week.
Not a whole lot of talk about that this year. I've hardly heard any talk about the Popcorn Festival.
Do you know who the entertainment is? I think we discussed it one other time, but I don't remember who.
I don't know who the entertainment is. It doesn't seem to be big draws, unfortunately, because if it were, I think we'd be hearing more about it. But I don't, you know, I think they took a very hard budget hit during COVID, and I don't think they've been able to recover, which is kind of unfortunate for them.
I don't know.
Well, they'll survive. You know, people will go because people like to go to the Popcorn Festival just in general. Oh, I gave the studio number. That could be one of the problems. 740-751-4038. Well, I was at the studio today. That'll always throw you for a loop. This whole two-number thing is not working for me. But I was at the studio phone's probably ringing. They're probably wondering, well, what in the world is going on over there?
Nothing.
It's dead over there. So the telephone number is 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That is the telephone number if there's anything on your mind here on this Labor Day weekend. Big three-day weekend for everybody as we celebrate the Labor Day. What else is going on that's of importance? Well, you know, it's a beautiful night.
It's been nice today.
Yeah, people are out celebrating, I think, the last weekend of summer. A lot of people are at football games tonight. Football Friday night with all the high school games going on. People enjoy that. Ohio State tomorrow. People are psyched for that. Notre Dame and Ohio State. I heard somebody asked me today, who was that today? Who said, I think it was the pastor. Said, who's going to win, Notre Dame or Ohio State? I said, well, I went to Ohio State. But I certainly think Notre Dame has a shot at winning the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, Notre Dame's the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame used to have very, very good football teams. And then they kind of went by the wayside. I don't know. A lot of people like Notre Dame because of that movie, Rudy.
Never seen it.
It was popular with a lot of people. Sean Astin was the star of it. But it was about a kid. It was a true story about a kid who, or he was an older kid. He went back to school after his brother was killed, and got on the football team. And his goal was to play for the team. And he was very small and wasn't making it. And finally, they got him in the game before he graduated.
Hmm.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite movie? Oh, Houston wants to talk.
Houston's jealous because Puppy's up here on my lap.
Oh, there you go, Houston. Jump on up. It's nice to have the dogs here.
My dogs are needy, but they're very loving.
They certainly are. Houston was particularly lovey-dovey today when I ran into him. He's usually somewhat lovey-dovey, but today he was particularly lovey-dovey.
They like to give kisses.
Loving dogs. Again, the phone line, so I give you the correct phone number. It's 740-751-4038. As you get ready for the big Labor Day holiday, 740-751-4038. You're getting licked galore on this Friday night. Gotta love it. Now, when you were younger, did you have any celebrations for Labor Day?
When I was younger, I mean, I didn't work.
Right, but I mean, did you get together with friends, or did your family ever do anything for Labor Day?
We usually had a cookout at my aunt's house.
I think that's pretty much what Labor Day has come to, is cookouts. When I think of Labor Day, I think of potato salad, macaroni salad, hamburgers, hot dogs, those sort of things.
I always used to go to the outlet mall down in Jeffersonville.
Uh-oh. We had a malfunction. There you go. Just push it back on there. There you go. Maybe. There we go. Just bend the arm there. We had a technical difficulty there.
I think they could see that.
Well, but not everybody's watching. Yeah. If you were not watching, you did not see that technical difficulty. The mic stand fell. Thank goodness they're not heavy. They couldn't maim anybody. Let's put it that way.
No, but I used to go to the outlet malls, and they had Labor Day sales. They would have Labor Day sidewalk sales, which they still probably do, which I would probably still go. But I like to either go to garage sales or shopping.
Well, that's a lot of fun. I mean, I think that's one of the most interesting things to do over Labor Day weekend. I think there are a lot of garage sales. I think a lot of people do set up because they don't have to do anything. You know, that's the thing with Memorial Day, is a lot of people have to go out to the services at cemeteries, or they feel they have to decorate the graves, so they're busy doing that sort of thing. And on 4th of July, everything's closed, and people are going to the fireworks, and fairs are going on, and things of that nature. So it's a little more crowded and busy than it is in Labor Day. People really all weekend are just off. This is one of those holidays in Ohio now where people can shoot off fireworks.
Oh, okay. Did you buy any?
No, I didn't buy any. I like all my fingers.
There's a fireworks store in Marengo. Is it Marengo?
Could be. I just don't have any business lighting off any fireworks, and I know that I don't have any business lighting off fireworks. That's why there are people who do that. Now, I would watch a fireworks show. I think those are entertaining. But me lighting them off, I don't know how that would go. I don't know what the technicality involved is.
I don't know either.
You're having all kinds of problems over there, aren't you?
Well,
there we go. We'll get this fixed. All right. 740-751-4038. Oh, now we pulled it off. Okay. Hold on here a second. We'll get it back together. Well, I think we're going the wrong direction. See, if you were watching this on television, you would really see what was going on here. There, slide that under there. Tighten that. And then there you go. Just be ginger with it.
Okay.
For some reason, it wants to slip off there. I think it's because there's a lip on the desk. We're good now, though. The great thing is you don't really have to touch these things.
Yeah, I like not holding the mic.
So do I, and I like these colorful windscreens. Mine's green and yours is orange.
Yep.
We used to have blue and pink.
Well, they probably weren't originally blue and pink. They were pretty old.
Well, I think they were. I mean, what color does blue fade from? Oh, as the nerves were coming. Let's see here.
You didn't screw mine off very good.
I don't know. I think you must have bumped it.
I didn't bump it. You didn't tell him.
I think we're back in business now.
Maybe.
The entertainment of these... See, the old mic stands, we didn't have that trouble. Now, it's the lip on the desk. What I should have done is screwed them onto the sides. like there, because there's this lip, I think, that's catching.
Good.
That could be all that it is.
Is anybody going to call today?
I don't know. I think people are probably... It's one of those football Friday nights. It's Labor Day weekend. I don't know if a lot of people take trips on Labor Day weekend or not. It's kind of hard to tell.
Probably people go camping.
You know, it's... this whole thing that has happened with the Bratwurst Festival is very, very unfortunate. It made the Columbus Dispatch again. They must be having a short week to write stories. I just feel horrible for this Bratwurst queen, who is young, and apparently only thing she did was go to a party and get a picture taken with a cell phone. And apparently that was the drama of it all. They called it Bratgate. Bratgate. I think there's a curse going on over there.
Mike Gate, right here.
I know there's a curse going on over there or something. Let's try to get this thing working correctly here. Oh, my. Well, if you're out there, this is probably one of the most interesting things you've ever watched. There we go. I think as long as it doesn't get hit, we should be okay.
I didn't touch it.
I don't know what happened there. You know, I think it's because it's kind of turned sideways. Boy, this is a good show. The problems with the microphones continue on tonight. Well, we can get it fixed here, hopefully.
Well, we can wait till break.
I think we're almost there in getting this fixed. Okay. There we go. Now slip it in there and you should be okay. If not, we'll move it during the break. Maybe it's the way it's turned. That could be part of the problem. You never know. There we go. So... here we are on Labor Day. Now, if you were going to make a potato salad or a macaroni salad, how would you do it?
I don't know. Why? Like?
Like a recipe. You know, I have no idea what's going on there.
I don't really make potato salad or macaroni salad.
Never really have done the salads?
No.
Here, try that. Maybe if it's turned that way, it'll put less weight on the thing.
No.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
As much fun as that is, mic gate is happening. Now, isn't it weird, though, that my mic would not be having that trouble?
Well, I don't know. That's the kind of luck that I have.
It might be where it was screwed onto the desk. Maybe I'll try to screw it over on this side of the desk.
Okay, well, you can do that later.
Well, we can keep talking. I got my... I don't have to hold on to anything. So, other than that, what's new this week? Besides the car.
Nothing.
And the big soccer game.
Nothing. I don't have any plans, so...
there we go. Give that a shot. See if that's any better, being squared onto this side of the desk. Could have just been a weak area over there. I think that's much better.
I'm sure it's probably in my face, too.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think it's in my face as well. I think that's just the way with these mic stands.
Can you see it?
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's in everybody's face. Oh, my. So, yeah, Bratgate, which... you know, poor girl. Poor, poor girl. You know, when you're young like that and you take a beating like that in the statewide papers, I mean, it's horrible. Thank God she got herself a lawyer.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll get it resolved.
Well, I think the damage has already been done. And what I cannot understand is why they did this, because she only had like 3 weeks left on her reign. They've created much more of a problem than really need be. I think that's kind of silly in the end. And it's damaged the Bratwurst Festival, which always had a very good reputation. I always liked those people, and it's just, it's sad. It is sad, in my opinion.
So, what's your favorite thing of the Popcorn Festival, since we can talk about the Popcorn Festival since it's this week?
Well, I don't know. The favorite thing at the Popcorn Festival? I don't know. Certainly would not be the entertainment this year, because I don't know what it is. So, I'm going to have to say it'd probably be the food, but I don't know. I'm not a big fair food person. I mean, I like the waffles. I like the French waffles. That's my favorite thing at the fair or at the festivals. But other than that, I mean, I really don't go for any type of food there. I mean, it's whatever food is okay. If I go to the festival, I eat whatever's there.
Bourbon chicken always comes to Marion.
Bourbon chicken. Chick-fil-A truck was here today.
Yeah, and I really wanted to stop, but the line was too long today. I didn't have time to wait in the long line.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to wait in a long line. Nobody wants to wait in long lines, period.
Although, like, Chick-fil-A in where we normally go, down in Claire's area, they are always crazy busy, but they keep the line moving.
Well, I think
they do a really good job.
I think it's because nobody wants to go inside. I think that's the big problem. Oh, she's okay. She's having a good time. I think it's because nobody wants to go inside, unfortunately. I've noticed that. When we're there, it's almost as if nobody wants to go in, and the line is wrapped around the building like three times.
Hmm.
Go figure.
Houston's underneath the desk, and he's jealous.
He is. He's not getting the attention. Houston has to have attention.
Jeez.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
On the Marion Popcorn Festival Facebook page, it says the craft and commercial section of the festival will be set up at Founders Park on Main Street again. It says, we welcome a variety of small business and crafters from all over to the festival. So I'm trying to find the entertainment.
I don't think it's a big thing this year, the entertainment. I think there would be more talk of it if there was. Like, usually there's one night where there's something that people want to come. And I have not heard any talk of any entertainment this year, which is really kind of unfortunate. I've never known that to happen before.
I really have no idea.
Well, that's what I'm. Nobody has any idea, and here we are less than a week away, and it's really kind of a mystery to people. I don't know if the advertisement's been down, or if it's just the entertainment is not something that's percolating people's mind this year. I really don't know.
Hold on. This is the main stage opening acts are now set. It says Old School is performing Thursday, September 8th, before the appearance by Kathmandu.
Kathmandu.
The premier Bob Seger tribute band.
So one night's a tribute band.
On Friday, September 9th, is Night After Night, opening for multi-platinum country artist Harmaly. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
They're what is it? They are a multi-what?
Multi-platinum country artist.
Oh, that's country night. Harmaly.
Harmaly? I don't even know. Is that how you say it?
That's a bad sign that they're probably not all that known.
And on Saturday, September 10th, is Sneaky Pete and the Bears, which, I mean, they're a really popular local band, opening for the rock legend Lita Ford.
Lita Ford.
I don't know who that is either.
Well,
I personally don't know any of those people, but I'm sure people do.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. I don't know in the long run if people will know or not.
I have no idea.
We'll find out. I don't know how things went last year, to be honest with you. I don't think last year things went all that well. I don't remember any big hubbub from the Popcorn Festival last year. I don't even remember going to the Popcorn Festival last year.
Hmm.
I know I would have been at the studio on Friday, and I don't remember there being a big pileup. I think people like to drink.
Well, yeah, they always have the beer gardens. Those are always cool.
That'll be a draw. I mean, there's no admission to get in, so that's a big draw for the festival. Always has been. All festivals are like that. If you don't have an admission, because admission can kill you. At, like, fairs.
Right.
Theme parks. All kinds of things. The phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Are there comments on there?
There are. And...
are there more?
I don't...
there's seven comments.
I don't think so. But, in any event... what was I going to say now? I had something to say there that was of huge importance. Oh, the pastor was in this morning. The pastor and I were talking this morning. His show this morning, the pastor's thought, was based on attitude. That if you go in with a bad attitude, bad things will happen. But if you go in with a positive attitude, positive things will happen. I think that's probably true.
Maybe.
I think, you know, that's why I think getting nervous before you get up and do a performance is a good thing. And I was thinking about that with the Popcorn Festival, because if you can't hear you, well, let's hope.
Is my mic on?
I think so. Was it on?
Can you hear me now?
Well, there you go. Now the mic is on. 740-751-4038.
It might have got flipped off when it fell.
During one of the falls?
Maybe.
All right. Well, we hope, Brenda, we hope you can hear Angie now.
I don't have really a whole lot to say, but anyway.
You've just seemed a little off tonight.
I just need somebody to call and talk.
So what happened that threw you off today?
Nothing.
Just not in a talkative mood?
Not really.
Last week you were pretty good. Had a lot of car talk, had a lot of talk. What did we talk about last week? I know we talked a lot about cars. I know we talked a lot about being polite, because we talked about Abby calling in last Friday. I know we talked about... I think the car talk really was the talk of the hour. You did a lot of talking about that.
Yeah, well, I need to find what I'm on the hunt for now is, since I got the car that I got has a hitch, so now I just need to find a small trailer where I can transport two lambs. So if anybody has any ideas or where I could get something like that. I just need something to pull two lambs when we go to the fair. Well, when we have to go get the lambs, you have to take them to weigh in and then to the fair. So I need three times to transport them. So, but just two, because that's all I'm allowing Natalie to get. She'd get like 20 if I'd let her, but.
Now, does that all start in March?
Pretty much.
So still a little bit of time. So you're pretty good there.
Right.
6 months.
I just need to have a plan.
Well, I'm sure that'll come together. Sean thinks we're ignoring him. The comments kept coming and going. That's what was happening there. And then there was this note in front of it. But now it's fixed. Now I can see what's going on. And then we've got Ron out there. How are you? I see the things in front of Ron's comment too. What's it? How are you doing tonight? Is that what it says? Doing good, Ron. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Jared's out there. Now that one I can see. That came up a lot better. Hello to everybody out there in the listening audience. And again, the phone lines are open. You know, we had people from Peru last week, Arizona, Columbus. It was a big show last week.
Have you talked to Sarah this week?
Yeah, Sarah called in a few times this morning. Sarah, if you're out there, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. I think she listens on the TuneIn. I think one time she told me she does not have Facebook for some reason. I think she said she deleted it for some odd reason. A lot of people are not into the social media.
Well, Facebook is time-consuming.
Well, it can be addicting.
All social media can be time-consuming. It just, because you can scroll and scroll forever.
See, now I'm not seeing the messages because they're going up and down. Well, people are ready for the football game tomorrow. That's good.
What time is the game?
I have no idea. All right, well, here comes a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all.
How's it going?
Well, fair to Midland.
So why no Facebook?
Because I pretty much, the answer's twofold. I caught myself spending more time minding other people's business than my business. And also, I don't believe everything I read on Facebook. I think a lot of things are, you're going to be so proud of me. Got here's a big old facade. It's not real life. People say things to make themselves look good and not really what's going on in real life.
That's very true.
I agree 100%. I don't believe
anything. Oh my gosh, Andy, I'm going to have a heart attack. Me and Scott totally agreed on something.
Now, when do you and I disagree? We've had good times together.
Oh, I'm just pulling your chain.
I know. But no, I agree with you. I always say that when somebody puts a picture up on Facebook that everything's so happy and everything's so wonderful, I'm just waiting for the divorce. Because why would you have to tell people that things are so wonderful? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. And if they do tell the truth, it's about stuff that you could care less about, like what they ate for dinner and... Just silly stuff like that.
Yeah, a bunch of... I mean, I would not have social media if I did not want to advertise things that were going on the radio. That's really one of the few reasons I have it. I don't really use it for anything else aside from communication with a few people.
Yep.
So it's a good tool for that, but outside of that, I really don't know what I would use it for. I don't comment on people's stuff. I don't like people's stuff. I really don't even pay attention to the news feed, to be honest. It's very rare, unless it's right up there when I happen to pull it up. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
It's almost like if you say you don't have Facebook, people look at you like you have three heads.
Well, that is true. We've gotten into that world where you must have Facebook or you're just out of luck.
Right. Angie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I feel a little better that I got a pilot.
I just tuned in. How's your quest for a car coming?
Oh, yeah, I got a pilot. I broke down.
You got a Honda Pilot?
Yeah, I got an older one.
Hey!
Yeah. That's what I was
You won't for. Regret it. Like I said, I got 228,000 on mine, and she's going strong.
Well, that's good. I got a 2012, so... It has a dent in it,
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
It has a little dent in it, but...
Oh, a little dent.
Yeah,
well, does it get you back and forth to work in the grocery store?
Yeah, that's all I need. But it was cheaper than, like, the rest of them, so I'm just, you know.
Sean is saying hello to you, Sarah.
Oh, hey!
I want to make sure
Sean
I relay
knows
that.
I'm his biggest fan.
Only fan.
Biggest fan? Scott, don't even go there.
Well, no, you accuse me of being so mean to Abby, and I all week I've had to just feel horrible about that whole thing. I almost feel like inviting her on and apologizing in a public place because you said that I was so mean to her last week. Bob Smith.
Scott, if I didn't call and harass you, you would think I was mad at you.
You called me an egotistical jerk.
Let's go rewind the tape. I said you may or may not be.
Well, people who know me would not call. I don't think they would refer to me as an egotistical jerk. And really,
but I didn't say. Okay, whoa! And I'm so glad that I'm paying attention. No one said jerk. I said maniac. If you're gonna quote me, Scott, get it right.
What? Egotistical jerk, egotistical maniac. I don't think anybody would buy
a
shirt.
I think there's a big difference between jerk and maniac. Help me out, Angie.
She is right.
Yeah, but, you wouldn't agree with me either to save... here's the deal. I don't think people would call me egotistical if you put them on a lie detector. I think I'm quiet when I'm off to myself.
Okay.
He's not quiet. Believe me.
No, now here's the difference.
He's very loud.
You said I was overly opinionated. Oh, I can't wait to hear from Sarah. She's got an opinion about everything. But I didn't go all touchy and feely and get mad about that.
Well, no, because if you would have said that about me, about something I said to you, I wouldn't have taken it personally. But you said it about a third party, that I was being rude to Abby. And I don't want to be rude to Abby, because her and I have always gotten along just fine.
You guys do your thing. You got your own banter, your own whatever.
We do.
You try to rope people into drama because you ask me, well, how do you feel about my conversation with her and her bungee, whatever it was? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
By the way, Bob is saying hello.
Hey, Bob.
This is a real interactive
show. Wow, so I got a shout-out from Sean, a shout-out from Bob. Like,
now don't
I got friends all over the place.
Don't be an egotistical maniac.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, that's a fun call. There you go. You would not call me an egotistical maniac, would you?
Well, I really probably wouldn't say that about anybody, really.
Well, egotistical, I think, would mean you really have to... I think I'm too self-critical to...
Well, I don't know about that. Sarah might be right.
Oh.
I think she is.
Oh. That's horrible. well, at least it made it... You made you smile. I think the people who know me would not call me an egotistical maniac. I try to be nice to people.
You are.
There's only a certain few people that I will razz. And Abby's just one of them, because we've always had that type of relationship where we do razz each other. And Sean is one of those people. I razz him. It's never taken personally. Adam, I razz him. I don't think he takes it personally. There are just certain people who that's the relationship I have with them. And I still believe this is comedy to me. Saying something that somebody doesn't expect you to say. Like when Sarah laughed there. She did not expect me to call her an egotistical maniac. So she laughed. And I think that's because it's unexpected. Most people would just say, well, thank you. That's very nice. And I think it's the unexpected that makes people laugh.
Maybe.
Mood is everything. You know, this week I was under the weather. And, but my mood was good because I was looking forward to not being under the weather. Mood can change everything. If you go into a room, a test, I used to tell this to my kids at school. If you come in thinking you will fail the test, you will fail the test. Because you've already got yourself defeated in your mind. And you're already coming in thinking you're not going to do well. But if you come in thinking I'm going to do well and you have confidence on your side, you're probably going to write and do a little better than you would have if you think you're going to fail.
Right.
But I don't think that's egotism. I think that's confidence.
Yeah, but some people can be egotistical too.
Well, they can, but egotistical... See, egotistical is looking down on other people. I think that's egotistical. I don't... Looking down on other people... You know, this is weird, because I was having this conversation with Linda today about jealousy. And I am not really jealous of anybody. I admire a lot of people who have tremendous talents, and I always try to tell them, when they have a talent, I say, boy, that person is talented.
What, do you know what egotistical means?
No, let's get a definition. Do you have a definition?
It means excessively conceited or absorbed in oneself, self-centered.
Right. Don't care about other people. I don't believe that is true of me, self-centered.
I don't know. Can you be self-centered and care about people?
I don't think so, because I think the term in of itself, what self-centered means, that's the only person you care about, yourself.
Hmm.
And that certainly is not me. I try to go out of my way to be accommodating to other folks. Right, Houston?
Well, we have to accommodate to these dogs, or they bark.
Well, see, now they might be a little jealous. They might be a little egotistical. Minutes past the hour here. We got Bob out there and Sean watching. A lot of people. We appreciate that. We appreciate the call in from Sarah. Now remember, we'll be on through 10 o'clock tonight, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As Houston gets restless on this getaway Friday.
He's just jealous because puppy's on my lap. He wants to be on my lap.
Well, he doesn't want to be left on the floor by himself.
Well, he jumped down himself.
Well, I think he's having trouble getting up because I don't have the... I know. I think he fell down, so now he's a little nervous.
I don't think he fell.
Jumped down. Maybe he felt like he was going to fall.
Well, he's getting older, so he doesn't like to jump.
There we go. Hopefully you're on camera now, Houston.
Houston's probably at least 8, 9 now. I don't know.
54 minutes past the hour.
He does have gray hair.
Oh, look at him. He's having a good time. I always liked Friday nights. You know, Friday night was always my favorite night of the week. When I was young, we used to order Domino's pizza every Friday night. That's my memory, because we never ate pizza during the week, but on Friday night, oh, these mics are something else tonight. This is the dry run with the microphones. It's this lip on this desk. I'm going to have to find another way to mount these. But when I was a child, Friday night was always pizza night.
We went to the skating rink a lot of times on Friday nights.
I never learned how to skate.
I can skate pretty good.
I've never seen you skate.
Well, you never took me to the skating rink.
Well, you never said, hey, Scott, let's go to the skating rink.
That would be good exercise for me.
Well, we'll go to the skating rink sometime.
So you can watch me go around in circles by myself?
Well, no, I'll get out there. You don't think I'll put the skates on?
No.
Oh, I'll put them on. Let's see here. Out at Applebee's celebrating Amanda's birthday tonight. Well, happy birthday to Amanda, Ron. I'm glad you're watching us at Applebee's. Tell everybody at Applebee's hello.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. I was trying to think of the song they used to sing at Perkins. It wasn't the regular happy birthday song. Something like happy birthday from Perkins, happy birthday to you. I don't know. That's probably a thing of the past.
Probably.
You don't see a lot of happy birthdays at restaurants anymore. I don't. People used to come out and they'd be clapping and...
I mean, how often are you in restaurants?
Well, I try to frequent quite a bit. You have never said to me in life, let's go skating.
It's okay.
Well, no, I would have been right there. I think skating is just a matter of balance.
Do you have balance?
Well, I walk. When I was in high school, I used to do the balance beam.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
When did your school have a balance beam?
It was in the gym.
Where did Sarah go to school? Did she go to Harding?
I don't know. It was a balance bar.
Huh.
We had all kinds of gymnastics.
I don't think my school had one of those.
Well... That could be. The county schools did not have a lot of things that the city schools had. Like, we had television in every room, and we had...
what do you think we had?
Well,
tractors?
Well, I don't want to say anything rude about the county schools, but I remember proms. You know, people used to go in the back of pickup trucks and tractors and things like that.
To prom?
Yeah. That's what I saw. I mean, I'm not saying everybody did that, but I would always see a lot of tractors and pickup trucks parked over at the Harding Memorial taking pictures.
Yeah. Oh, Sean, maybe Sean will go skating with me.
Well, there you go.
He says he's a good skater.
If he falls down, though, I'm not responsible.
Sean, can you get approved to go skating from your doctors?
I think, listen.
Then we can all go to skating.
Boy, oh boy, I can hardly wait for that. The fun on that, oh, yeah. You know, I don't even know if my heart would take that kind of fun.
I don't know.
Gotta love the old skating rink. Nobody goes to the skating rink anymore.
I bet they do. How do you know you don't go? They do birthday parties there.
Yeah, but I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to the skating rink.
Well, that's probably because you're not, like, you don't have
I'm
a
in
lot
the school.
Of...
You forget that I work at the school and work at Kroger
yeah, but,
with kids.
I mean, I would say
none of
younger
these...
kids, probably not high schoolers, are going to the skating rink. I doubt it. I mean, unless they're, like, really big into skating. I would imagine more of the younger kids go. So, I mean, I haven't been to the skating rink for a while.
So you were not there? This wasn't a high school activity?
I haven't had any younger kids around for a while.
So this was not a high school activity is what you're telling me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
I mean, when I was in high school, I was in the band. So we went to football games.
And you played the cornet?
Yep.
See, I remembered that. Took my ginkgo biloba tonight. We're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 15 minutes, so don't you dare tune away. Friday Night Live here on WGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end, it doesn't matter. But it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla. I wanted the M. So Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla,
I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
I've got two Marlas.
Oh, there's another Marla.